When it comes to climate change, buildings are a big part of the problem. Scientists say greenhouse gas emissions from buildings will have to be dramatically reduced in coming years. A favoured solution is switching from burning natural gas to electricity that's produced with climate-friendly energy, such as solar or wind. The federal government was supposed to lead this transition by eliminating fossil fuels from some federal buildings, but it's way behind schedule. Jeff Brady joins us now from NPR's Climate Desk. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
So tell us more about this requirement to stop using fossil fuels in federal buildings.
It was part of a law. It was passed 15 years ago called the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007. Republican President George W. Bush signed it. And tucked deep inside of this energy policy law is something called Section 433. And that section sets a schedule for reducing fossil fuels in new and remodeled federal buildings. The goal is eliminating them by 2030. And that law has just been sitting there ever since then for 15 years because it was never implemented.
And why is that? Why wasn't it implemented? Why aren't federal agencies following this now, given it is law?
The law was really clear. It said the Department of Energy should develop regulations within a year, but that never happened. The agency tried twice in 2010 and 2014. Those efforts faltered. The gas utility industry and others said it was unworkable, that this law was unworkable. And even backers admitted that it was pretty ambitious for 2007. Julie Hiramoto is a member of the American Institute of Architects, which led the advocacy for this section of that law. She says it was important to be ambitious and start reducing greenhouse gas emissions from buildings as early as possible.
And when you think about the lifespan of a building, what we're building now, hopefully we'll have for another 50 years. So we have to make the right choices now or spend a significant amount of money to retrofit those buildings later.
And buildings are a problem. They account for about 13% of greenhouse gas emissions directly, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Most of that is burning natural gas. There wasn't much work done on this provision during the Trump administration. Now the Biden administration has put out a proposed rules in December, and the Department of Energy is working on them.
So I just want to back up a sec, because you said the gas utilities opposed this part of the 2007 law. What are they arguing, and how, given that it's law, were they able to put this opposition up?
Right. Well, gas utilities right now, they face this existential problem when it comes to buildings because climate-focused energy modelers, they tell us you just don't see a place for burning gas in individual buildings in a world where we're taking climate change seriously. And scientists say the most obvious way to reduce emissions from buildings is to transition from gas to electric. But the gas utility industry just isn't buying that. Dave Shriver heads the American Public Gas Association, which represents municipally owned gas utilities.
That approach imposes one solution and one solution only, and that is an all-electric approach. And you know, we think the role of direct use of natural gas can play a role of in our energy future.
The gas utilities are really fighting for their future here. And the head of the American Gas Association, Karen Harbert, here a couple of years ago, she said something that's really stuck with me. She said that if the goal is to reduce emissions, we're all in. But she said if the goal is to put us out of business, not so much. And both those organizations, they continue to lobby to repeal that section of the law, but so far they've failed.
Okay, so there's no regulations to implement this section of the law. Are federal agencies trying to follow it anyway?
Well, there are other executive actions and directives aimed at cleaning up climate pollution from federal buildings. The General Services Administration says it's tried to incorporate this into its directives and regulations. It's the largest property owner and manager in the country. The General Services Administration says it has cut greenhouse gas emissions by more than half since 2008. But, you know, that 2007 requirement, that is a law. It can't be changed by future administrations, you know, like an executive action can. Still, I found a case here in Philadelphia, where I am based. Independence National Historical Park, the National Park Service, plans to disconnect from a citywide steam loop used to heat buildings and install natural gas-fired boilers. Now, the Park Service says that project passed all the legal requirements, but this clearly runs counter to what that law was trying to do.
Okay. And what's the status of the Energy Department regulations? Can that goal of eliminating fossil fuels by 2030 still be met, Jeff?
The Department of Energy, I said they put out those proposed rules in December. They're collecting comments. They haven't set a timeline for finishing the regulations. Originally, the goal was supposed to be right now, as of 2020, the requirement was to use 80% less fossil fuels in new and remodeled buildings. But when I talked to advocates for this section in that 2007 law, they say because of all the technological advancements and lower costs for cleaner energy, they believe that 100% goal can still be met.
Jeff Brady, NPR's Climate Desk. Thank you.